I'm Ray Comfort, and today we're going to look at true and false conversion.
Abdi Ray Kompor, urang bade ningal pertobatan waras nu palsu jeung nu palsu.
Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Romans 7, verse 4.
Buka kitab suci dina Roma 7, ayat 4.
While you're turning there, let me lay a foundation for this teaching.
Dinkeun abdi neundeun hiji dasar jang ieu pengajaran.
This teaching follows hard on the heels of another teaching.
Pengajaran ieu nuluykeun pengajaran sajena.
Called Hell's Best Kept Secret.
Judulna Rahasia Neraka Nu Disimpen Rapi.
In which we looked at the fact.
Urang ningal fakta.
That modern evangelism creates.
Penginjilan modern nyiptakeun.
About 80 what we call backsliders.
80 jalma balik ti kabiasaan heubeul.
With every 100 decisions for Jesus.
100 jalma anu nyokot kaputusan percaya Yesus.
The average fall away rate.
Eta turun.
In modern evangelism is between 80% and 90%.
Penginjilan modern antara 80 jeung 90%.
Now many of today's converts don't fall away.
Loba di antara anu tobat teu ngurangan.
They remain within the church.
Maranehna tetep di gereja.
But they lack the things that accompany salvation.
Tapi kakurangan hal ngeunaan kasalametan.
And therefore there is some question.
Aya sababaraha pertanyaan.
Regarding the validity of their salvation.
Ngeunaan absahna kasalametan maranehna.
And this tragedy has occurred.
Ieu tragedi geus kajadian.
Because of the fact that modern evangelism.
Lantaran fakta penginjilan modern.
Has failed to follow the biblical example.
Gagal ngiluan contoh alkitabiah.
Of law to the proud.
Umkeur jalma sombong.
And grace to the humble.
Anugrah keur nu rendah teh.
Charles Finney.
Charles Finney.
Said evermore the law must prepare the way for the gospel.
Nyarita hukum teh kudu nyiapkeun jalan keur Injil.
To overlook this in instructing souls.
Merepituduh ka jiwa-jiwa.
Is almost certain to result in false hope.
Pasti aya akibatna dina harepan palsu.
The introduction of a false standard of Christian experience.
Mewanu ngeunaan standar palsu ti pangalaman Kristiani.
And to fill the church with false converts.
Ngeusian gereja ku petobat palsu.
And then he said, time will make this plain.
Nyarita waktu bakal nyeun jadi jelas.
Now in the teaching.
Dina pelajaran.
In our book.
Dina buku urang.
Which is called Hell's Best Kept Secret.
Disebut rahasia-rahasia neraka anu disimpen rapi.
There's a story of a speedster.
Dina carita aya jalma nu resep ngebut.
A young man who sped through a town.
Pemuda nu nyupiranana ngaliwatan kota.
At 120 miles an hour.
Gancangna 120 mil per jam.
Now the town was backward.
Eta kota geus tikunganana.
They had no law against speeding.
Oh, batasan hukum ngeunaan batas kecepatan.
So they passed a law.
Maranehanana nyeun hukum.
Stating that 60 miles an hour was the maximum speed.
Dina 60 mil per jam teh kecepatan maksimum.
And transgressors would be fined or thrown in prison.
Nungalangar bakal didenda atau asup panjara.
The son as he drove through a second, or the young man as he drove through a second time.
Eta pemuda waktu keur nyupiran deui.
Was arrested this time.
Tewak.
Because there was now a law that he had broken.
Lantaran aya hukum anu dilanggar.
He couldn't pay the massive fine.
Manehna teu bisa mayar denda.
So he was thrown into prison.
Jadi asupkeun ke panjara.
Then his father, who was the judge.
Bapana nu jadi hakim.
Stepped in and paid the fine for him.
Mangmayarkeun denda.
Leaving him free to go.
Manehna bebas.
So what is that son's attitude going to be to his father?
Kumaha sikap eta budak ka bapana?
What is his attitude going to be to the law?
Kumaha sikapna kana hukum?
Well, he's completely dead to that law.
Manehna teu katoel ku hukum.
It has no hold upon him.
Hukum teu tiasa nahan manehna.
Because his father satisfied the law.
Lantaran bapana.
But By paying the fine for him.
Mayar denda keur manehna.
So now he lives to the will of his father.
Ayeuna manehna hirup kumaha ka hayang bapana.
He wants to do his father's will.
Daek ngalakukeun ka hayang bapana.
Because he's so filled with gratitude.
Lantaran ngarasa kahutangan budi.
For his father's sacrifice.
Jeung pangorbanan bapana.
Now with that thought in mind, let's look at Romans 7 verse 4.
Ngaliwatan eta pikiran tingali Roma 7 ayat 4.
And see the attitude of the Christian to the law.
Ingali sikap orang Kristen ka hukum.
Wherefore, my brethren,
kukituna wargi-wargi sadayana,
you also have become dead to the law,
manege geus maot keur hukum Toret,
by the body of Christ.
Kusalira Kristus.
So there's the attitude of the Christian to the law.
Idinya ya sikap orang Kristen ka hukum.
We're dead to it.
Kurang maut yang eta.
That you should be married to another.
Is maut keur hukum toret.
Even to him who is raised from the dead.
Eta anu anjeuna nu guga di antara nu maut.
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
Supaya urang ngahasilkeun buah kang walah.
So our attitude to the law is one of total lack of condemnation.
Sikap urang ka hukum nyaeta urang ngarti kana kaseluruhan hukum.
We are dead to the law.
Kurang maut kana hukum.
By the body of Christ.
Ku salira Kristus.
There's the payment of the Father.
Nu ngalunasan ti Bapa.
And now we live to the honor of the Father.
Urang hirup jang ngahargaan Bapa.
Motivated by love and gratitude.
Dimotivasi ku asih jeung rasa syukur.
In the light of such a wonderful sacrifice.
Dina pangorbanan nu sakitu hebatna.
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
Urang kudu dang hasilkeun buah keur Allah.
Now if we are rooted and grounded in him,
ayeuna urang akaran jeung dipelak di leubeut anjeuna.
It should be evident.
Kuduna jadi buk.
Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
Yesus nyarios, nya kami poko anggur jeung maneh rang-rangna.
He that abides in me, the same brings forth much fruit.
Cingsanu cicing di kami, kami cicing di mane-mane bakal buahan.
So what does the Bible mean by fruit?
Naon maksud kitab suci ngenaan buah?
Well, one, fruit of repentance.
Nyawitannya, eta buah pertobatan.
Matthew 3 verse 8.
Matius 3 ayat 8.
We won't turn to it.
Tangga orang buka.
See, Zacchaeus had more than tears.
Zacchaeus boga leuwih tibatan sipanon.
He had fruit of repentance.
Ngabogaan buah pertobatan.
He showed God he was sorry by his works.
Manehna nunjukkeun ka Gusti sikap kaduhung.
Which brings us to the second fruit.
Buah nu kadua nyaeta.
The fruit of good works.
Buah ti sagala hal nu hade.
We won't turn to it. Colossians 1:10.
Kolose 1 ayat 10 moal urang buka.
If you and I are Christians,
mun urang teh jalma Kristen,
we should be letting our light shine.
Kuduna caang urang teh nyaangan batur.
Jesus said, so let your light shine before men.
Itu kuduna urang caang maneh caang ngahapun batur.
That they may see your good works.
Supaya maranena nempo kalakuan maneh nu kade.
And glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Jeung ngamulyakeun Rama di sawarga.
Three, the fruit of thanksgiving.
Buah ucapan syukur.
Hebrews 13 verse 15.
Ibrani 13 ayat 15.
If we're saved, we should be filled with thanksgiving for Calvary's cross.
Sebab gitu hayu urang kumantenna mempersembahkan kurban syukur ka Allah.
Four, the fruit of the Spirit.
Kaopat, buah roh.
Galatians 5:22.
Galatia 5 ayat 22.
As Christians, we should have love.
Kuduna miboga kaayaan galumbira.
Goodness.
Rasa prapi, sabar.
Gentleness.
Sengtermate.
Faith.
Adeka batur.
Meekness.
Setia serta leuleuy.
Patience.
Nahan nafsu.
And temperance.
Kelima.
And fifth, or number five, the fruit of righteousness.
Buah bebeneran.
Philippians 1 verse 11.
Filipi 1 ayat 11.
Scripture tells us every tree that brings not forth good fruit.
Tuhan Gusti masihan terang setiap pangkal anu teu ngahasilkeun buah nu hade.
Will be cut down.
Pasti dituar.
And cast into the fire.
Dipicin kana seuneu.
Therefore,
lantaran kitu,
As evangelists and those seeking the salvation of sinners,
para penginjil jeung maranehna nu neangan kaslametan urang dosa,
we should be doing everything we can.
Duna migawe satiapala nu kurang bisa.
Not just to get decisions,
lain ngan mere kaputusan.
Not to get church members,
ukur mawaan anggota gereja,
but to produce,
yang hasilkan,
by the grace of God,
anugerah Allah,
fruit-bearing Christians,
orang Kristen yang hasilkan buah.
Now let's turn over to Mark 4 verse 3. Mark 4.
Buka Markus pasal 4 ayat 3.
Mark 4 verse 3, and we're going to look.
Markus 4 ayat 3 orang tingali.
At perhaps the most important parable Jesus gave.
Perumpamaan anu pang penting nanti Yesus.
A parable that unlocks the mystery of the other parables.
Perumpamaan anu nyingkapkan perumpamaan anu sajena.
And we won't read it for the sake of time.
Moal dibaca da waktosna.
But we should be familiar with this parable.
Tapi kedana orang tos terang.
It's the parable of the sower.
Perumpamaan ngenaan penabur benih.
It's also recorded in Matthew 13.
Ayau ge dina Matius 13.
And Luke verse 8.
Lukas ayat 8.
Now in verse 13 of this wonderful parable.
Perumpamaan anu sae dina ayat 13.
The disciples had heard Jesus speak about a sower.
Para murid geus ngadangu Yesus nyaritakeun ngeunaan panabur.
And they said, really, we don't know what you're saying, Lord.
Maranehna nyarita abdi sadaya teu terang naon ku anjeun dicarios.
And Jesus said,
Yesus ngawaler,
know you not this parable?
Mane teu ngarti kana perumpamaan?
How then will you understand all parables?
Kitu kumaha bisa ngarti kana perumpamaan sajen?
In other words, the parable of the sower is the key that unlocks the mystery of all the other parables.
Perumpamaan ngeunaan penabur nyaeta kunci jang muka rahasia kabeh perumpamaan.
If you and I understand,
mun urang ngarti,
then when the seed of the gospel is scattered,
waktu Injil diawurkeun,
there is true and false conversion.
Aya pertobatan asli jeung nu palsu.
Which is what this parable is about.
Diceritakeun dieu perumpamaan.
Then all the other parables Jesus gave.
Jeung kabeh perumpamaan ti Yesus.
Will begin to open up to us.
Bakal dibuka jeung urang.
The foolish virgins.
Mojang nu barodo.
And the wise virgins.
Mojang nu wijaksana.
True and false conversion.
Aya pertobatan asli jeung nu palsu.
The good fish and the bad fish.
Lauk nu hade jeung nu goreng.
True and false conversion.
Aya pertobatan asli jeung nu palsu.
The wheat and the tears.
Gandum jeung ilalang.
True and false conversion.
Aya pertobatan asli jeung nu palsu.
The man who built his house on rock and the man who built his house on sand.
Jeung ngabangun imah di luhureun batu jeung luhureun keusik.
True and false conversion.
Ya pertobatan asli jeung palsu.
See, many people think the man who built his house on sand.
Loba jalma mikir nu ngabangun imah di luhureun keusik teh.
Is an unbeliever.
Jalma nu can percaya.
But Jesus said of him.
Tapi Yesus nyarita.
Whoever hears these sayings of mine,
sing sanu ngadenge dawuhan kami,
and does not obey them,
tapi tetap,
are likened to a foolish man.
Seperti jalma bodoh.
The world doesn't hear the sayings of Jesus.
Dunia teu ngadenge cariosan kami.
I mean, all they know is just a minute amount of scripture.
Maranehna teu nyaho dawuhan Gusti. Maranehna teu ngarti.
And even then they lack understanding.
Tapi loba jalma di gereja.
But there are multitudes in the church.
Nungadangu carasan Yesus.
Who hear the sayings of Jesus.
Nungadangu carasan Yesus.
And do not keep them.
Tengemut.
They call Jesus Lord.
Nyebat Gusti Yesus.
And do not the things that he tells them.
Tapi teu ngalaksanakeun nu diparentahkeun.
So using the harmony of the Gospels,
liwatan il harmoni,
we're going to look at six characteristics of a false convert.
Rang tingali genep sifat pertobatan palsu.
So here in my hand are six characteristics of a false conversion.
Aya genep sifat petobat palsu.
Number one.
Nomor hiji.
There are immediate results.
Aya hasil nu gancang.
The reference is Mark 4 verse 5.
Markus 5, Markus 4 ayat 5.
The false convert doesn't weigh the issues.
Tobat palsu teu mikiran masalah.
Jesus said, "Who goes to war and doesn't check out what the enemy's got?"
Yesus nyarita sanu indit perang tapi teu nyaho musuh.
Who builds a tower and doesn't check out his materials?
Sanu ngabangun tapi teu mariksa bahana.
But the false convert.
Tobat palsu.
Because the law hasn't been used to bring him light.
Lantaran hukum Toret teu mere pangarti.
Makes a commitment.
Manehna nyeun komitmen.
Lacking understanding.
Kurang pangarti.
Specifically,
secara khusus,
as regards the sinful state before God.
Nuduhkeun kayanana nu loba dosa di payun Allah.
He hears of the benefits.
Nandangu kauntungan.
And makes a decision.
Nyeun hiji kaputusan.
The second sign of a false convert.
Nu kadua.
Is that he lacks moisture.
Kekurangan ibun.
Luke 8 verse 6.
Lukas 8 ayat 6.
There is no thirsting after God.
Uwer rasa kangen ka Allah.
The third sign.
Katilu.
This is no root.
Ya akarna.
Matthew 13 verse 6.
Matius 13 ayat 6.
There's no depth of character.
Boga sifat anu hade.
For they receive the word with gladness.
Kaopat narima dawuhan bangun nu senang.
Mark 4 verse 16.
Markus 4 ayat 16.
Fifth, they receive the word with joy.
Narima dawuhan bangun anu kasukabunga.
Matthew 13 verse 20.
Matius 13 ayat 20.
There's no sorrow for sin.
Aya kasedih ka dosa.
And number 6, for a while they do believe.
Nomor 6 percayana sawatara.
Luke 8 verse 13.
Lukas 8 ayat 13.
And this last one is what brings confusion to many.
Nu akhirna ngabingungkeun.
A false convert.
Tobat palsu.
Has a genuine.
Boga hiji.
False conversion experience.
Pengalaman pertobatan palsu nu asli.
So for a while he does believe.
Sawatara waktu percaya.
Now we'll look at another picture.
Kurang bakal nempo gambaran sejen.
In my hand is a picture of two plants.
Abdi gaduh dua gambaran tangkal.
On my right, a large plant looks healthy.
Di katuhu tangkal gede ajeg.
And on the left, a little plant looks a bit pathetic.
Kenca tangkal leutik pikawatireun.
This appears the healthy one, the big one.
Nu gede alus jeung sehat.
And the little plant appears sick.
Nu leutik mah pikawatireun.
And let's look at another picture.
Ayeuna urang tingali gambar sanes.
The sun comes out suddenly.
Panon poe ujug-ujug moncorong.
And the big plant begins to wither.
Tangkal nu gede mimiti garing.
But the little plant seems to be benefiting.
Tangkal nu leutik diuntungkeun.
Just very strange.
Aneh pisan.
And then it brings us to the third pick.
Gambar nu katilu nuduhkeun.
And we begin to see what's happening under the soil.
Urang tingali dina taneuh.
Under the soil, the big plant,
tangkal anu gede,
is sitting on a rock.
Aya luhureun batu.
And when the sun comes out,
waktu panon poe moncorong,
it can't send its roots in deep.
Akar eta tangkal teu bisa leuwih jero.
Because there's no depth of soil.
Lantaran eueuh taneuh.
But the little plant,
tangkal nu leutik,
is in good soil.
Aya dina taneuh nu subur.
It has a massive root.
Boga akar nu hade.
And the sun doesn't kill it.
Panon poe nu teu bisa maehanana.
It causes it to prosper.
Malah jadi tumbuh.
It sends its roots deep after moisture.
Akarna beuki asup sanggeus kana ibun.
Now let's go from the natural to the spiritual.
Urang pindah kana nu rohani.
Can you see that it was the sunlight that revealed what we couldn't see?
Kaderek terang panon poe nunjukeun naon anu teu katempo ku urang.
The sunlight revealed the soil condition of the plant.
Panon poe nunjukeun kaayaan taneuh.
There in the spiritual,
cara rohani,
the sunlight,
tang panon poe,
that which will reveal what we can't see,
bakal nudukeun nu teu katingali.
The soil or heart condition,
taneuh atawa kaayaan hate,
of the professing believer.
Di jalma nu ngaku percaya.
The sunlight is one spiritual. Tribulation.
Sang panumpoe nu kahiji kasangsaraan.
Matthew 13:21.
Matius 13 ayat 21.
2, temptation.
Kedua, godaan.
Luke 8:13.
Pas 8 ayat 13.
And number 3,
nu katilu,
persecution.
Panyiksaan.
Mark 4:17.
Markus 4 ayat 17.
So tribulation,
kesangsaraan,
temptation,
gogoda,
persecution,
panyiksaan,
will reveal
nudukeun
in the professing believer,
dina diri urang nu percaya, nu percaya,
what we cannot see,
teu urang teu bisa ningal.
Now if you have a house plant,
mun saderek buka tanggal di bumi,
the worst thing you could do,
nu awon nu bisa dilakukeun,
would be to hide that plant from the sun.
Jumputkeun ti cangna panonpoe.
If you said this is an expensive plant,
rek nyarita, ieu tangkal nu mahal.
I don't want it to die.
Tohoyong mun pae.
So you put in a closet.
Mun diteundeun dina lomari.
Protecting it from the sunlight will actually kill it.
Jauhkeun ti cangna panonpoe anu bakal maehan eta tangkal.
The best thing you can do for that plant,
bisa saderek pidamel jeung eta tangkal,
is put it in the sunlight.
Simpen dina katangan nu panonpoe.
Make sure it's in good soil.
Dina taneuh nu hade.
Has access to plenty of water.
Bisa narima cai.
But you give it plenty of sunlight.
Relobang cang panonpoe.
You even rotate the plant to get it sunlight.
Putra eta tangkal meh meunang cang panonpoe.
In the same way,
caranu sarua,
the worst thing you can do with a new believer,
anu awon nu bisa dilakukan ku jalma nu karek percaya,
is to protect them from the sunlight,
ajaga tina cangna panonpoe,
of persecution,
dipanyiksaan,
temptation,
digogoda,
tribulation,
dikasangsaraan.
If he's in good soil,
mun aya di nutana nu subur,
that is, he has a good and honest heart,
nena boga hate nu jujur jeung hade.
Those three things,
tilu hal eta,
will cause him to send his roots in deep,
mengakibatkan akarna asup ka jero.
If he's a false convert,
mun petobat palsu,
they'll cause him to wither and die.
Nyababkeun manehna garing jeung paeh.
Now many years ago when Russia was in communism,
tahun kaliwat waktu Rusia dina pengawasan komunis,
I heard of a story,
abdi ngadangu hiji carita,
about a prayer meeting that was going on.
Hiji doa nu lumangsung.
And suddenly the doors were thrust open.
Jug-jug panto dirobrak.
And two Russian guards stood there.
Dua tentara Rusia nangtung dirinya.
And they pointed the guns at the Christians.
Manehna nodongkeun pistol ka urang Kristen.
And they said, if you are not prepared to die for your faith, get out.
Manehna ngomong mun teu siap pae jang iman kaluar.
And half those professing Christians left.
Sanagahna nu ngaku Kristen teh kaluar.
Leaving a handful of believers.
And tinggal nu percaya.
Then the guards put their weapons down.
Tentara teh ngaluarkeun pistolna.
Got their Bibles out.
Ngaluarkeun kitab suci manehna.
And said, we're Christians.
Abdi oge orang Kristen.
We just want to sort out the sheep from the goats.
Menoyong misahkeun domba ti embe.
Before we would risk fellowship.
Cacan nyokot resiko karena ieu persekutuan.
Now, a Russian guard cleanup would do the church good.
Tentara Rusia ngabersihkeun jang hadena gereja.
It would rid the church of murmurers and complainers.
Ngajauhkeun jalma nu sok kukulutus.
Those who cause division.
Nu bakal ngancurkeun.
See, God usually swallows them up in the ground in the Old Testament.
Gusti biasa ngasukeun maranehna dina tanah longsor dina perjanjian lawan.
But secondly and more importantly,
nomor nu kadua,
what a Russian guard cleanup would do,
asirtina pembersihan tentara Rusia nya eta,
would be that it would show the false convert the error of his ways.
Nunjukkeun kana para petobat palsu ngeunaan kasalahan maranehna.
Imagine the tragedy,
bayangkeun tragedi,
of leading someone to the Lord,
pemimpin seseorang ka Gusti Yesus,
but there's no repentance.
Tapi ieu pertobatan.
The law wasn't used to bring a knowledge of sin.
Hukum teu dipake nyamawa hiji pengetahuan ngeunaan dosa.
She had a drug problem and a bad marriage.
Malah narkoba jeung rumah tangga.
And you told her that Jesus would help her out.
Kaderek masian terang ka Yesus bakal nulungan.
So there's no knowledge of sin.
Gaya pengetahuan ngeunaan dosa.
This is just an experimental attitude.
Ngan ngecek.
And there's no fruit.
Gaya buah.
Now this concerns you.
Adama saderek prihatin.
This person won't get into fellowship.
Jalma moal ka persekutuan.
Unless you bring them to church.
Te dibawa ka gereja.
They don't read the Bible.
Arenana te maca kitab suci.
Unless you read it with them.
Nepikeun ka dipamacakeun.
So you see your ministry.
Tingali pelayanan saderek.
Is one of propping that person up.
Panyangga meh tetep nangtung.
And you prop them up right till judgment day.
Kaderek nyangga maranena nepi ka dinten penghakiman.
When the light of an omniscient God.
Tang Gusti nu matrang.
Shines upon the heart.
Dangna dina hate.
And reveals the state of hypocrisy they're living in.
Nyukeun kahirupan maranena nu mutaf munafik.
And you prop them up right till judgment day.
Kaderek nyangga maranena nepi ka dinten penghakiman.
You shield them from the sunlight.
Ajaga tina panasna panonpoe.
Wouldn't it be better to let him fall?
Rather
than give him a false assurance.
Badan mere jaminan palsu.
Let him know where he stands.
Antepkeun maranehna nyaho di mana nangtung.
Never shield the plant from the sunlight.
Tong ajaga tangkal tina panon poe.
For years I ran after so-called believers.
Angtaun-taun abdi ngudag nu nyebat dirina urang percaya.
And yet Luke 9:62 says,
Lukas 8 ayat 62 nyerita,
no man having put his hand to the plow,
tiap jalma nu siap ngawuluku,
and looking back is fit for the kingdom.
Tapi nempo ka tukang teu layak ka kerajaan Allah.
The soil of the heart.
Ate.
A good and honest heart.
Nu hade jeung jujur.
Will determine whether or not that's going to be a genuine believer.
Nunangtukeun nah bakal sajati atawa henteu.
Now turn to Colossians 4 verse 5 and let's read it together.
Kolose 4 ayat 5 urang baca.
Colossians 4 verse 5.
Kolose 4 ayat 5.
In Colossians 4, verse 5, the Bible says, walk in wisdom.
Kolose 4, ayat 5, kitab suci nyarios, sirup kepinu hikmat.
Walk in wisdom toward them that are without.
Sirup kepinu hikmat kabatur.
Redeeming the time.
Pakai waktu nu aya.
Now, I always interpreted that scripture.
Abdi sok napsirkeun ayat ieu.
As meaning those that are without the church.
Inarti maranehna teu ngagabung jeung gareja.
But a false convert.
Tapi saurang petobat palsu.
Can be within the church.
Bisa di jero gareja.
Sitting next to you in church.
Dalik ki gireuna gareja.
But he is without the body of Christ.
Tapi di luar salira Yesus.
And the Bible says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without.
Kitab suci nyarita hirup tepinu ku hikmat kabatur.
Redeeming the time.
Pake waktu nu aya.
You see, a stony ground hearer.
Kaderek terang bini nu murag dina taneuh babatuan.
A false convert.
Da urang petobat palsu.
Will steal your time from you.
Maling waktu ti saderek.
They just want counsel.
Maranena ngan hoyong counseling.
They just want counsel.
Maranena ngan hoyong counseling.
They are hearers.
Maranena nu ngadarangukeun.
But not doers.
Sanes pelaku dawuhan.
They don't need counsel.
Maranena nu teu butuh counseling.
They need repentance.
Butuh pertobatan.
You see,
kaderek terang.
The bigger plant doesn't need fertilizer.
Tangkal nu gede teu butuh pupuk.
You can put fertilizer to the top leaf.
Bisa neuneun gemuk dina dauna.
It's not going to help it.
Aya gunana.
It needs good soil.
Tangkal butuh taneuh anu subur.
And the professing convert doesn't need fertilizer of counsel.
Jalma nu ngaku tobat teu butuh gemuk konseling.
He needs the good soil of a repentant heart.
Perlu taneuh anu subur ti hate nu tobat.
Years ago, I was on staff in a church in New Zealand.
Mang tahun-tahun kaliwat, abdi didamel selaku staff di Selandia Baru.
With a very loving senior pastor.
Jeung pendeta senior anu pinuh kasih.
He's very slight built.
Anjeunna begang.
Very thin man.
Begang pisan.
He always joke about his thinness.
Banyol ngeunaan awakna nu begang.
Didn't matter what he ate.
Teu paduli nu dahar.
He didn't get fat.
Manehna teu ngagendutan.
Must have been his glorified body already, I think.
Awak nang ngerasa puas.
But one night there was a knock on the door.
Iji penting ayah nungotrokan panto.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jam tilu subuh.
One of the sons went to the door, opened it up.
Putrana mukakan panto.
It was someone wanting counsel.
Sasa orang anu butuh konseling.
At 3 a.m.
Jam tilu subuh.
But the son went to his father and woke him up.
Putrana ngagugahkan bapana.
Because he knew his father was a genuine shepherd.
Manenanyao bapana pangangon usajati.
He knew he wouldn't complain.
Manenamal kukulutus.
He said to the young man, "Go and wait in the living room."
Manenanyarita kata pemuda mangga kalabat antosan.
He woke his father up.
Nagugahkeun bapana.
When his father walked into the living room,
waktu bapana lumpang ka ruang tamu,
as he stepped through the door,
ngaliwatan panto.
A 14-inch machete blade came down upon his face.
Pasal seket 14 inci nyabet benget na.
And severed his fingers.
Nyeun rahut ramona.
This man was trying to cut his head off.
Jalma ieu nyobaan motong mastakana.
When his sons ran into the room to help him,
para putrana lumpat ka terohangan jang nulungan.
I saw their father's blood around the walls of the living room.
Aranena ningal geti bapana aya di mana-mana.
They almost killed the guy.
Hampir maehan eta jalma.
They thought was trying to kill their father.
Pikirna nyobaan maehan aya maranena.
Now the pastor lived.
Eta pendeta tetap hirup.
After many operations.
Dangis di operasi.
So the next morning,
anjingna salajengna,
another pastor called me.
Pendeta sanes nelpon abdi.
He said, "Did you hear what happened last night?"
Ngadangunan anu kajanten tadi wengi.
I said, "Yeah, heavy."
Abdi ngawaler leres parah.
He said, "Heavy. That guy went to my church."
Eta jalma dongkap ke gereja abdi.
And then this pastor said to me,
"Tajeng pendeta nyeros ka abdi.
Fancy another Christian doing that."
Kanunya orang Kristen ngalakukeun eta.
I said, "Wait a minute."
Antosan sekedap.
If a man is trying to cut the head off the pastor,
orang pamegat bade motong mastaka pendeta.
Probably assume.
Anjeun boga pendapat.
That he lacks a little bit.
Manehna kurang saeutik.
In the area of love.
Kanyaah.
Goodness.
Kahadean.
Gentleness.
Kalemah lembutan.
Self-control.
Penguasaan diri.
And since it's about time we took notice of Scripture.
Ieu waktuna urang merhatikeun dawuhan Gusti.
Which speaks of false brethren.
Enan wengi sa iman nu palsu.
False apostles.
Rasul palsu.
False prophets.
Nabi palsu.
False teachers.
Guru palsu.
And false conversion.
Tobatan palsu.
You see, a false convert.
Kadarek terang petobat palsu.
Because he lacks fruit.
Manena kakurangan buah.
Will make up for it with branches and leaves.
Dipinuhan kurang-rang jeung daun.
He'll find because he lacks the fruit of the Spirit.
Bakal kapendak sabab kekurangan buah roh.
He will try and impress you in other ways.
Manena bakal ngesankeun ku cara nu sanes.
He may call hallelujah louder than most.
Manena nyebat hallelujah langkung tari.
Or amen everything.
Aminkeun setiap hal.
He may wear a Christian t-shirt.
Make kaos kaki nu motifna Christian.
There's nothing wrong with Christian t-shirts. Yang
salah sareng motif eta kaos kaki.
Or he may wear a big cross around his neck.
Atau make salib nu gede. Nyandak kitab suci nu gede.
Or he may carry a big Bible. But what he wants to do is impress you.
Tapi ngan ukur mengesankan sadare.
With branches and leaves.
Kurang-rang jeung daun.
Because he lacks fruit.
Lantaran kakurangan buah.
Now look at Matthew 7 verse 13.
Tinggal Matius 7 ayat 15.
In Matthew 7 verse 15 through to 20.
Matius 7 ayat 15 tugi ke 20.
This is Jesus speaking.
Nyaye nu Yesus ceroskeun.
He says, "Beware of false prophets."
Ting waspada ka nabi-nabi palsu.
Who come to you in sheep's clothing.
Nu datang ka mane ku cara nyamar siga domba.
But inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
Tapi sabenerna mah ajag nu galak.
In other words, they look good on the outside.
Maranena katingal hadepisan.
You'll know them by their fruits.
Manena bakal wanoh ka maraneh tina buahna.
Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes?
Nah, bisa metik anggur tina rungkun cucuk.
Or figs from thistles?
Atau buah ara?
Even so, every good tree.
Setiap tangkal nu hade.
bears good fruit.
Hasilkan buah nu hade.
But a bad tree bears bad fruit.
Dangkal nu goreng hasilkan buah nu goreng.
Now listen to verse 18.
Dangukeun ayat 18.
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
Maanya tangkal nu hade ngasikeun buahna nu teu hade.
Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
Tangkal nu goreng ngasikeun buah nu hade.
You hear what Jesus is saying?
Derek ngadangunaun ku Yesus dicarioskeun.
A fountain doesn't bring forth sweet water and bitter water.
Jalma hade ngasikeun barang anu hade, jalma nu jahat ngaluarkeun barang nu jahat.
He's saying you don't swap from false plant to genuine plant back and forth.
Anjeunna nyarios mane moal bisa nukeurkeun tangkal nu goreng ka tangkal nu hade.
A bad tree can't bring forth good fruit.
Tangkal nu goreng moal bisa ngasilkeun buah nu hade.
Neither can a good tree bring forth bad fruit.
Tangkal nu hade moal ngasilkeun buah nu goreng.
If you've got a Christian,
mun mendakan urang Kristen,
he says he loves the Lord.
Nena ngomong mikanya Gusti.
He just keeps beating up his wife.
Tapi neungeulan istrina.
Just a little problem he's got.
Aya masalah.
He's got a big problem.
Masalah nu gede.
Because he doesn't bring forth bad fruit if he's a good plant.
Manena teu ngasilkeun buah nu goreng lamun manena tangkal nu hade.
Every tree
unggal tangkal
that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
Bakal dipotong jeung dipiceun kana seuneu.
Therefore by their fruits you will know them.
Mane bakal wanoh kamaranehna tibatan buahna.
Turn over to Acts 20 verse 29.
Kisah Rasul 20 ayat 28.
In Acts 20, verse 29 and 30, Paul is speaking.
Dina Kisah Rasul 20, ayat 28, dekat 30, Paulus nyarios.
For I know this,
abdi terang,
that after my departure,
tangis abdi mios,
savage wolves will come in among you,
ajag nu galak bakal asup di tengah marane,
not sparing the flock,
malmikannya eta kumpulan, jalan.
Also from among yourselves,
di antara marane sorangan,
men will rise up,
bakal keluar sababaraha jalma,
speaking perverse things,
mawa ajaran palsu,
to draw away the disciples after themselves,
narik murid keluar di jalan bener.
You see wolves,
kaderek terang ajag-ajag,
wait at the back,
nungguan di tukang,
and pick off the weak sheep,
ngerekep domba.
That's why we need to mark those who cause division.
Yesabna urang meretanda kamaranena anu nyababkeun perpecahan.
To know each other by a fruit.
Yang kenal buahna.
You see, the true convert will stand no matter how great the adversity.
Robat sajati bakal tetap teguh sakumaha gedena oge kasangsaraan.
Remember the picture?
Emut kamaraneta.
No matter how great the sunlight.
Kumaha hebatna cangna panonpoe.
That prospers the little plant.
Burkeun tangkal leutik tea.
You can drop a genuine convert.
Kaderek tiasa ngagebruskeun petobat sejati.
Into a den of lions.
Ka jero lobang singa.
What will he do? Raise his fist to God?
Apa bakal dilakukeun ngajak gelut ka Allah?
No, he'll drop to his knees.
Henteu, tapi sideku.
He'll send his roots in deep.
Asupkeun akarna ka jero.
If you put a genuine convert at the Red Sea.
Tendeun petobat sejati di Laut Merah.
Pharaoh chasing him.
Geraun ngudag manehna.
Is he going to lift his fist to God?
Nah, bakal ngajak gelut Allah deui.
No, he stands still and see the salvation of God.
Henteu manehna tetep nangtung ningal kaslametan ti Gusti.
Because he's on good soil.
Lantaran aya di taneuh nu hade.
You see, Jesus sent his lambs among wolves.
Yesus ngutus domba-dombana di antara ajag.
And the reference for that is Luke 10, verse 3.
Ieu aya dina Lukas 10, ayat 3.
Why did he do that?
Nangalakukeun eta.
That is so contrary to the concept of modern evangelism.
Kapalingpang jeung konsep penginjilan modern.
If modern evangelism gets lambs,
penginjilan modern menang domba-domba,
they needed to be protected and followed up.
Maranehna kudu dijaga.
But Jesus sent his lambs among wolves.
Yesus ngutus domba-dombana di antara ajag.
Why? Because the sunlight
nah, lantaran panon poe,
of tribulation, temptation, and persecution
kesangsaraan, gogoda, panyiksaan,
will cause the genuine to grow
akibatkan petobat asli tumubuh,
and expose the false.
Nudukeun nu palsu.
And that's what happened.
Eta nu kajadian.
Judas Iscariot was never a Christian.
Judas Iscariot teu pernah jadi Kristen.
Say, how do you know that?
Nah, saudara terang.
Because Jesus said one of you is a devil.
Kemarin Yesus nyari salah seorang di antara mayana iblis.
Now there's a good clue.
Demi buka ciri.
So in closing,
dina penutupan,
I would like you at some time
dihoyong saderek maca
to read Colossians 4,
Kolose 4
verses 7 to 14
ayat 7 dugi ke 14.
And as you read that portion of scripture,
kawatara saderek maca dawuhan Gusti.
Notice how Jesus put, sorry, Paul put a seal of approval.
Tingali kumaha Paulus mesen jeung nampi.
Upon certain believers.
Jalma nu percaya.
In verse 9 of Colossians 4.
Kolose 4 ayat 8.
This is what he says in verse 9 of Colossians 4.
Nya ieu nu dicarioskeun dina Kolose 4 ayat 8.
Onesimus.
Onesimus.
A faithful and beloved brother.
Bagi orang anu satia jeung kakasih.
Who is one of you?
Di antara marane.
They shall make known unto you all.
Marane na bakal maranyaho.
All things that are done here.
Segala nu kajadian.
In verse 10.
In ayat 10.
He says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you.
Anjeun nyarita salam ka mana ti Aristarchus rencang dipanyara.
Now there's no seal of approval on Aristarchus.
Gaya pesen nu narima Aristarchus.
And Marcus,
Marcus,
sister's son to Barnabas,
gulurna Barnabas,
touching whom he received commandments,
yunan beja manehna.
If he comes to you,
mun manehna datang,
receive him.
Tarima wae.
You see, in those days,
dina dinten-dinten ieu,
your life could be online.
Hidup saderek bisa dina bahaya.
If you trusted a so-called brother,
lamun percaya ka dulu saiman anu kitu.
So further down in verse 14,
in ayat 14,
Paul says, Luke, the beloved physician,
nyarita salam ke anjeun ti tabib Lukas nu kakasih,
and Demas greet you.
Jeung ti Demas.
There was no seal of approval on Demas.
Aya pesan keur narima Demas.
And it's as though Paul looked at Demas.
Jiga Paulus nu ningal ka Demas.
And thought, you lack fruit.
Mikir, maneh kakurangan buah.
I'm not going to say you're one of us.
Abdi boal nyarita maneh salah saurang ti abdi.
I'm not going to say if Demas comes to you, receive him.
Abdi boal nyarita mun Demas datang tarima.
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10 we see why.
Dina 2 Timotius 4 ayat 10 orang tinggal.
Paul didn't put a seal of approval on this man.
Paulus temi warang nampi ya jalmi.
And in 2 Timothy 4 verse 10 we see why.
Dina 2 Timotius 4 ayat 10.
Demas has forsaken me.
Lantaran Demas mikanya ia dunia.
Having loved this present world.
Ninggalkan abdi.
And scripture says whoever is a friend of the world is an enemy of God.
Tuhan gustinya resah anu aya di pihak dunia manehna musuhala.
Demas loved the world.
Demas mikanya ka dunia.
And the sunlight of temptation eventually caused him to wither and die.
Mengakibatkan manehna garing jeung pae.
So in summary,
ringkasanana,
we mustn't run around getting decisions for Jesus.
Tongsieun sanggeus nyokot keputusan percaya ka Yesus.
Decisions are very easy to get.
Keputusan teh gampang dijieun.
When I was a new Christian, I lacked understanding.
Waktu jadi orang Kristen anyar abdi teu ngarti.
I didn't understand true and false conversion.
Teu pertobatan sajati jeung palsu.
I got more than 20 decisions from my friends.
Langkung ti 20 keputusan jalma percaya ka Yesus di rarancangan abdi.
Personally, I was responsible.
Abdi tanggung jawab.
For about 20 false conversions.
Yang 20 petobat palsu.
Because I didn't understand.
Lantaran abdi teu ngarti.
The principle,
prinsipna,
of preaching law to the proud,
bahkan hukum ka jalma sombong,
and grace to the humble,
anugrah jang rendah abdi,
of using the Ten Commandments,
maka 10 hukum,
as Jesus did,
seperti ku Yesus pidamal,
to bring the knowledge of sin,
nyandak pengetahuan ngenan dosa.
And it's only when a man understands he sinned against heaven,
dan waktu manena ngarti geus ngalawan surga,
that he'll exercise repentance towards God.
Manehna bakal tobat ka Gusti.
Faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Iman ka Gusti urang Yesus Kristus.
And then because he's on good soil.
Antaran mane aya dina tanah nu hade.
He's received the seed into a good and honest heart.
Anena geus narima bini dina hate anu hade jeung jujur.
He then puts his hand to the plow.
Siap nyingkal.
And doesn't look back.
Teu nempo ka tukang.
Because he's fit for the kingdom.
Pas jang karajaan.
Let's close in prayer.
Urang tutup berdoa.
Father, we pray for wisdom.
Rama abdi ngadoa kanggo hikmat.
We pray for the gift of discernment.
Kanggo karunia ngabedakeun roh.
We pray that you would make us wise.
Ngadoa supaya anjeun ngajadikeun abdi wijaksana.
To them that are without.
Kamaranena nu teu wijaksana.
Redeeming the time.
Makewa.
For the days of evil.
Dinten ieu jahat.
Father, let each of us.
Ama antep abdi sadaya.
And examine ourselves.
Mariksa dirinya lira.
And see if we're in the faith.
Tungun ningali saha aya dina iman.
Is there fruit of righteousness?
Na aya buah bebeneran.
Is there fruit of praise?
Na aya pujian.
Is there fruit of thanksgiving?
Na aya buah ucapan syukur.
Is there the fruit of the Spirit?
Na aya buah roh.
May we have much fruit.
Ureun urang boga buah roh.
And bring glory to your name.
Kakamuyan kanggo nami anjeun.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Dilebet nami Yesus abdi ngadoa.
Amen.
Amin.